Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
eating leftover Easter eggs and hot cross buns.
You sure can.
Topical.
That's
what everyone's doing.
It is. Well, depending on when you're listening to this.
I went to Coles yesterday and nothing was on special.
I thought that's the thing. It's supposed to be on special now. Really?
There was hot cross buns when I walked in, not on special. And, I mean, I didn't go in an in-depth look down the chalky egg aisle. But I saw, you know, the end of the displays on the end of the thing.
Yeah.
They were just full
cross. Discounts. No. Really? It's like normally this is when uni students kind of have a ball because they're looking for cheap food and then obviously normally living off hot cross buns and Easter eggs now.
It's not a very nutritious diet, is it?
No, it's really not. Well, neither's Miggering Maggie noodles, what they normally...
That's why a lot of uni students have scurvy.
Beg your pardon? What do you mean?
All right, let's unpack this.
You even laughed as you said it.
As I said, I was like, I'm going to regret saying this.
So a lot of uni students have scurvy.
Apparently, there's been a re-rise in scurvy because...
A re-rise.
Scurvy sounds like something you catch on a boat.
It is.
Six-month voyage.
Yeah, I think about scurvy so often.
Why?
I don't know. It's like a lack of vitamin C and a lack of, like, nutrition and stuff. So uni students and stuff, people that are eating...
I've Googled this, by the way, but let Grace finish.
Okay, yeah.
Eating, like, mee goreng and 2-minute noodles and stuff because they're not getting the nutrition and the vitamin C. They get scurvy.
So they're getting scurvy.
Yeah.
While they're
is that
bloody...
true, Jimmy, now that you've Googled?
There has been... This is a US study.
Okay.
So I don't know. I haven't done a deep dive.
No, of course. You've done this in about 5 seconds.
Yeah. So this is the first article. There have been cases of college students developing scurvy, pirate disease... and it is caused by a lack of vitamin C.
So exactly what I said.
Well done, Grace.
Thank you.
Yeah, so...
Still interesting.
A study found that 10% of students had serious vitamin C deficiencies because college diets aren't ideal.
Mm. Mm.
Well, here we go. Symptoms include peg leg and...
parrot on shoulder.
Parrot on shoulder, which is weird. Oh, my God. Have you got a cream for that parrot? Well, you got scurvy.
One eye may stop working, requiring you to wear a patch.
You have an affinity for, it says he buried treasure, which is weird.
And, my God, you want to make people walk the plank?
Oh, my God. We need a vaccine.
Favourite movie is Pirates of the Caribbean? You think Johnny Depp is underrated?
Well done, Grace.
Thank you.
Well, apparently it's true in the US.
It's true. I bring fun facts to
scurvy.
The show.
Oh, triggering.
Oh, it's triggering for Grace's partner, Diana, but... Yeah. I don't think we have enough time for that story.
We don't have time to...
No, we don't.
We
absolutely don't.
She'll kill me.
She got scurvy and
no,
we lost
her.
No,
she didn't get scurvy. She's here. She's fine. She's healthy.
Did we say she passed away? Scurvy's
not... Nate did.
Oh, I did. Oh, I said we lost her. I said we lost her to scurvy. I exactly said that.
Imagine being at university and getting, oh, I'm not feeling well, Johnny. He goes, you've got scurvy. I wouldn't believe him.
Yeah, you've got scurvy.
Yeah, have any oranges you've been eating? Not enough, obviously.
No, clearly not.
Scurvy. Yeah. Oh, how embarrassing you have to tell people.
And scurvy. Yeah. We'll just let this play out, eh? Grace, leave this
how
all
long
in
is
there.
It?
I've got a minute 50.
No, we're not playing it out for a minute 50. It's good music, though, isn't it? Dun, dun, dun. I used to listen to this while I was studying.
Did you?
No, I do.
When you got scurvy.
So it's says here scurvy is common in the US, just behind alcohol related.
You think it's over?
Oh,
is it over?
Alcohol related injuries. So they're in the top five.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, you're either going to fall over drunk or get scurvy.
There's still a minute 10 left, guys.
Wait, I'm going to edit all this out.
No, you're not. No, you can't.
Oh.
I'll put it up as an exclusive scurvy chat with Pirates of the Caribbean music.
Click here to find out if university students get scurvy.
No.
You'll never guess what disease university students are still getting. Swipe up to find out.
Are we done?
46 seconds.
That's so long.
I don't have anything else to add. That's pretty much all I've got.
All right. We'll just let this play out for the last 40.
You know that little 30-second button? You can just hit that.
No, you can't.
How do you transmit scurvy?
I don't think it's contagious.
You've got 20 seconds to get this answer out, Jim.
No, I don't think.
18 seconds, give us something.
It's just saying, eat more
Finish
oranges. Me, eat oranges.
13 seconds.
Eat oranges.
10 seconds. Who's got? Quick, another thing of scurvy. 5.
That's it. Just.
Is that it?
Don't okay. be a pirate.
Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, long weekend. Bit on, Nate. One of those things was you and I. We're going to chat a bit later in the show, but we went to the Jack Jumpers 3-on-3 challenge.
Yeah,
which you and I competed in. Safe to say that
is that what you call it?
Ah, we were there. Yeah. We were there running around.
We participated. Yeah, you know what I mean, having fun.
And then we'll chat about that a bit later. We're very lucky to play with or I was. She's in my team. Carried us, Alana Smith.
Oh, absolutely. Very talented.
Tassie, plays in the WNBA. Anyway, so we're catching up with her and some friends on Saturday night at the Hanging Garden. Good, great place there, isn't it?
Oh, great venue.
Love the Hanging Garden. Yeah. Anyway, there was a guy there we met by the name of Isaac Collins. He was a big fan of the show.
Yes.
And he said, oh, I always want to do radio. And I said, mate, how do I get it? I said, mate, it's easy. You just got to talk, just say. Mm. And now he's a big fan of yours. Mm. Now, for those that don't know, Nath, you like intro all the songs and stuff.
Yeah. It's called the technical radio term. Peek behind the curtains is called an anchor.
You're the anchor.
The anchor.
Big way. Anchor.
Huge anchor.
Huge. Yeah. Anchor.
We're doing your big anchor.
Get out of here, big anchor.
Yeah, put it away, your anchor.
So you do all that. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but Isaac had a go at introducing a song on Saturday night.
Yes.
So he's a big fan of the show, Isaac is.
Yeah.
I said we'd play this on the show, and he does, you're his favourite, and he likes that you intro the songs and stuff. So I thought we're going to play it.
So this is Isaac having a go at being an anchor.
An anchor. He is introducing I Fall Apart by Post Malone. Let's have a listen, and then you give me your feedback.
Okay.
My name is Isaac Collins.
First go.
No, you certainly not.
Because if he got it first go, God, he'd be here.
Wouldn't he? Yeah, 100%.
He's not
here.
So I'm going to help him out. So obviously, I mean, you heard the feedback kind of halfway through with his mates telling him what the go was. Yeah. Because he started with going, I'd like Post Malone, as if he was calling up requesting. But if he's the anchor of the show, mate, he can play whatever he wants.
You can hear someone in the background go, you're the anchor.
Yeah.
Someone, big yeah. radio.
So thing. Someone's already given him a bit of feedback there. So that's the first little bit of feedback. A little bit yelly.
Yeah.
Also hard, maybe closer to the mic. I needed him.
Yeah.
Because we've done outside.
He was talking into a can.
Yeah. We've done outside broadcasts before, and when there's some background noise, that's when you really need to focus in on the mic.
Yeah. Some projection in your voice.
Put some projection into that. So that's part two. Bit of feedback. Third part of feedback, which is probably the biggest one, is you always need to get the station name correct.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes.
Even though we were CFM at some stage.
Yes. We were also Triple T.
But you don't say I'm Dave Noonan.
No, I don't. Oh, not anymore. I got feedback for that.
And I don't call you Kim.
When I did the wig thing
it's
as well.
Kim and Dave, crazy calls, we got you.
We're hit.
Yeah, we're
the
hit
station's
now.
Hit. So
now,
just three bits of feedback there and
Well, we've got Post Malone Fall Apart here. Do you mind just doing it for Isaac Collins? Just show him how it's done, mate.
Or do you want me to play him into it? So it sounds like he's doing it.
Yeah, I don't mind. If you want to play him and do it, or do you want to have a crack and show us how it's done?
All right. Would you want to hear? Nah, we're not playing his again.
Shout out, Isaac, mate. Thanks for listening to the show.
Good on you, Isaac. Good on. Just take those notes on board, buddy. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Hey, Jimmy, listen to this, guys. Jimmy Nate's age game just before 7 o'clock. If you've got an age, the perfect game for you. A chance to win $1,000. It's 7 a.m. with Alpha Bucks now. Post Malone, I Fall Apart. On C. Hit.
Yeah,
Oh, jeez. Take a breath, big guy. It's been a big weekend.
I talk as well as I play basketball.
Yeah.
It's on the weekend. Nathan and I competed in the Jack Jumpers 3-on-3 challenge.
Yeah.
And look,
were we ready for it? No, we weren't.
No. Look, I will confess that I don't have any hops, as they call it. I can't jump high. It's not part of
my... I saw how much beer you had on the weekend. I reckon there's a bit of hops in there.
Remember when I was on all fours barking like a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I hurt my shoulder.
That had nothing to do with the 3-on-3 challenge.
No. Well. No, look, it was a bunch of fun, but Nathan and I quickly discovered it was a little like Celebrity Challenge. And look, there was, shout out to Alana Smith, there was a WNBA player there.
Yeah, John X, he was there.
NBL superstar.
Yeah, all the big celebrities.
Jane Howlett.
Jane Howlett was in there as well.
Yeah.
Anyone else you were? Kershaw, I can't say a name.
Mate, you couldn't even say NBL at the start of this.
Sean Smith.
Shawnee, big Shawnee Smith.
Melbourne Demons high five.
He was there.
He hammered me. That was
before the game started. Yeah.
He just tackled me to the ground. I was like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. That was the old fours thing we were talking about before.
No, that was different. But no, look, it was a bunch of fun. But it was, Nath, you and I, we're not.
God, we just suck.
No, look, I
no, you suck.
I hit a three-pointer and I had a layup and I could call plays.
I've got some bad news for you.
What?
You weren't over. It wasn't a three-pointer.
Oh, my foot was on the line?
No.
How many of yours?
I was 0 from 8. Yeah. I know I'm bad.
You couldn't sink and you just...
I'm defensive. I'm a defensive player.
I said to you, pardon me, on the weekend, I said you're one of the most naturally gifted athletic people. Because for your size, like we play touch together, you're very quick, you're very athletic, but basketball's just not your game.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I played it in grade 6 for a term. You know, you have a crack at every sport.
You do different sports.
That was me. Wasn't good at it.
This wasn't for you. But look, I'll be honest, it wasn't for me either. I'm hurting.
Yeah.
But we look good in the singlets.
Oh, we look good in the kit, didn't we?
Yeah. I think that's what it's about.
It'd be good
to
have a mic in our hand commentating.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Tubes Taylor, he's a mate.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. He'd be good at basketball because he's got some good height.
No, but he had the good gig. He was just microphone chatting to people.
Yeah.
And that's what you and I are good at.
Because the thing is, like, I almost rolled my ankle like 3 or 4 times.
I don't think you had
it's
proper...
It's very stop and start.
Yeah, you didn't have the proper footwear either.
No.
You were wearing runners.
I didn't have proper footwear. But back with how, God, I was sweating. God, you sweat quickly playing basketball, don't you?
Yeah, you certainly do.
That's tough.
Yeah,
I mean, if I could give some feedback, just some big industrial fans.
Yeah, good. Some big...
Yeah, open a window. It's just... God, it's
so
hot.
So the Derwent, when they finally play, open a window,
play
big fans.
On the Derwent. Play in the water.
Because it's hot.
Because it's just so hot.
Cool down, yeah.
But we won't play again.
No. I'd actually like to take this time to retire from the game.
No, and so would I.
Okay,
yeah. Well, you got to play before you retire, and I certainly didn't play.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Yes, Jim, everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. 13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. Let us guess your age. Of course, the best bit about it. We get it wrong. You win. Producer Grace, the official scorekeeper and referee.
Yeah. Whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins, and I'm doing that by adding up the difference between your actual guesses and the caller's actual ages. So last week, Nath had a pretty good week. He was off by just 1 year. Jimmy, unfortunately, was 2 years off, which means your lead is getting slightly less. Jimmy has
only
a difference.
Only very slightly.
Only slightly.
Yeah. So I'm shrinking.
You're shrinking. You've got a bit of shrinkage going on.
It's a bit cold.
Yeah.
I was
in the pool.
Jimmy has a difference of 37 years. Nath has a difference of 43. So there's only 6 years in it.
Okay. 6 years.
I've never been comfortable with the lead. I've always thought it's anyone's game.
There was a point where you were 10. When he was 10, I was like, oh, he's got a little. That's a slight break.
30, that's it.
Oh, 30, it's all over.
Yeah.
I think I was 30 ahead at the end of last year.
I think you were about 50 or 60.
Oh, was I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but then that last round, remember I really blew out.
Yeah.
The end of last year.
Such a great win for you.
Yeah, I guess
you know
80.
I mean? Could have been anyone's, but you somehow managed to.
I know, so it was nuts. All right, 13, 10, 60, Joe on the phones right now. Let us guess your age. We get it wrong, you win. How it works is we'll ask a couple of questions. We'll both lock in an age, and if we get it wrong, you win. Today, playing from Howrah. G'day, Adam. How are you?
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, mate, thanks for having us, Adam. Oh, that's so polite.
Yeah, I like Adam.
26.
He's a good man.
Yeah. Adam, what are you up to this morning?
Day off work.
Day off work.
Day off work.
What do you usually do for work, Adam?
Defence Force.
Defence Force. Secret agents.
Yeah, that's how Nath describes his basketball game.
Yeah, that'd be a good basketball team, the
Defence Force.
Yeah.
All defence and all force.
Yeah. Don't last long out on the court, mate. Do you play any sport, Adam?
Yeah, I do. I play a bit of cricket.
A bit of cricket. Okay.
What are you, batter, bowler, all-rounder?
Basically, yeah, I do a bit of both.
A bit of everything. Okay.
A bit of an all-rounder.
Okay. What do you like to do on the weekends, Adam?
Be fishing.
Recently got a boat, so I like a bit of fishing.
Must be nice.
Defence Force are going alright.
Yeah. Mr. Moneybags over here.
Okay.
Nothing special.
Oh, mate, if it floats with a motor, it's special.
Didn't say it floats. Didn't say it had a motor.
It's at the bottom of the Derwent at the moment.
Doesn't have a hole in it, but it's
Adam, are you married?
Yes.
Married, okay. Got any kids, Ads?
Two kids.
Okay.
Who's your favourite?
Oh, can't say that.
Yeah. But you thought of
you. No, your partner and the kids. Who's your... Easter, Adam, what'd you get up to?
Not too much. Just stay at home. Had a bit of an Easter egg hunt and then, went out for a fish yesterday with the kids and the family and that was about it.
Okay.
Not too much.
Jimmy, got anything else for Adam?
Adam. Nah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Stay there, Adam. We're going to try and figure out your age.
We've got Adam from Hara. Works for the Defence Force. Plays a bit of cricket. He's a bit of an all-rounder. Loves his fishing. He recently got a boat.
Wonder if he went to Bailey Maroon.
The good people at Bailey Maroon.
Yeah, love those
for all
guys.
Your boating needs.
Yeah.
Married, two kids. And for Easter, just stayed at home. Just like me. Had a few Easter egg hunts at home.
Yeah, it's all you did, mate. Yeah. Just stayed at home, chilling.
Chilling.
Few Easter egg hunts. There's some more Easter eggs on our desks, by the way.
Yeah.
I went and saw those.
I haven't had one Easter egg all Easter.
All right, hero.
It's not for me.
I've had enough for the both of us.
Thanks.
Times six.
You're a good man.
I
honestly have no idea.
No idea with Adam. No idea. Two kids, Defence Force, bought a boat. Active, so he's still playing sports, so the body's still going alright.
Yeah,
I reckon. But he's not that old.
No, he's definitely not that old. It's two kids. I think the kids are young. Playing a bit of sport.
Oh, I'm crossing that out.
Oh, changing. That's huge.
Oh, no. Now my pen's running out. Oh, no. Meltdown. Having a meltdown. All right.
You've written something?
Yep. I've got my edge. All right. Ooh, we're close again.
Close again.
Jimmy's gone 29. Nate's gone 31. Adam, we bring you back, mate. You still there?
I am, yes.
All right, now, Adam, Jimmy has said 29, Nath has said 31. Are either of those ages correct?
No.
Okay.
Bugger. Okay, well, there goes the big celebration. How old are you, Ads?
39.
39? Jay, the body's still going all right for cricket?
Yeah, still going fine.
Okay. You're definitely in the outfield.
Right? Yeah, I'm 31. I can't do anything.
Disappointing news for people who are looking to have a slap over the weekend because Federal Group, of course, Rest Point and the Country Club casino owners, they were forced to shut down its pokies operations. Shut it down, guys. Shut it down after a cyber incident hit its business over the weekend. Which meant that they couldn't safely operate any of the pokies machines.
Yeah, so did someone hack them?
This is the thing. They haven't released what it was, but I'm blaming the hackers. I think if you're calling it a cyber incident, someone hacked them. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Calling it a cyber incident sounds like a breach of their Norton antivirus, which I'm sure they've got something better than that. But
I don't know if the more chilly machine has Norton antivirus.
Someone's in there trying to break it. The hackers, mate.
Because they're all like electronic these days.
They're all connected to one system. Absolutely. So Executive General Manager Daniel Hanna, he said the incident occurred at about 2 a.m. on Saturday. So that's when the hackers were trying to get in. Tasmania's only two casinos. Get this, they have got 1,185 poker machines all shut down.
Poker machines.
I believe, I don't know if they're back online yet or if they're still shut down.
I think I looked this morning. I think they're still shut.
Still shut down. Now, we don't know what happened, but people are assuming that there was some sort of breach of security. Yeah, so like a hack. So someone's trying to get into the poker machines.
Tom Tilly from The Hack.
Yeah. Because I tell you what, you don't want to get that wrong, do you? Because as you just said, if they're all connected, you don't want to hack into those. It's
like,
mate.
Would someone like hack into them and then? I'm interested to know.
Rig it or something.
Well, yeah. Did they go like everyone wins when they're on them, or did they go the opposite and went no one wins?
Yeah, because
if they're electronic. I'm sure you're able to.
But that's the thing. Yeah, but if you go with everybody wins, I mean, you've got to have all your hackers or your hacker mates out there playing the pokies, don't you?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Unless you're just one of those people.
You're saying hackers don't have friends.
No, I think they do have friends, but they would need to get them on the poker machine because
after hackers this morning, Nath.
I'm going after the hackers because they've shut down the pokies.
Yeah, and all you wanted to do is have a slap on the weekend.
I just want to put pineapple through, you know what I mean? Have my Easter bunny put the pie, of course.
Gamble responsibly.
Absolutely.
We're joking. I don't play the pokies.
No interest.
No.
Zero interest. I think it's boring. No offense to more chili. I'm just,
my mum loves putting money through the pokies.
And you know, my granny Marg loves it.
Yeah, Marg loves having a slap.
She loves having a slap. And I don't know why. And she does the 5-cent things too.
The small bets.
Yeah, small bets. So it lasts longer. And I was like, just stop.
Yeah, I don't know. You and me aren't big gamblers.
We're not big gamblers.
No.
I don't know if it's because we're not good gamblers.
Well, we're also a little cheap.
I don't want to feed this machine.
Yeah, you know don't I mean? Feed the machine.
Don't feed the machine, don't feed mate. The machine. And it's also, there's no real skill in it.
And when you stop having fun, stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And as soon as I lose, I'm not having fun anymore.
Well, as soon as I put money in, I haven't even gambled yet. I'm like, oh.
No,
man,
absolutely.
Why'd I do that?
So because these were closed over the weekend, of course, very little winnings. I mean, even when they're open, very little winnings. So what I wanted to ask.
Gambling.
I wanted to ask 131060, did you win anything on the weekend? Now, I'm not talking gambling. I'm talking anything. I'm assuming a lot of people caught up with family. Maybe you had a game of Finska you did an Easter egg hunt or some sort of Monopoly game.
Yeah, you won your
game.
Easter egg hunt footy on the weekend. You footy, played footy.
Yeah, played a sport on the weekend, whatever it was.
Yeah, I got it. What is Finska?
What is Finska?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't played? Oh, great game. So
no,
Finska,
I've never even heard of that word.
Oh, great game. So Finska is the one where you've got like the little wooden cylindrical things. And you have to throw another piece of wood at them, and they've got numbers on them, and they add up to points, how many you knock down. Great game. Makes family really into it.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do is we'll get some Finska afterwards.
We'll play as a team.
Yeah, I won't buy it because I'm cheap. But I'll...
Yeah, so give us a call. 13-10-60. If you won something, I won on the weekend.
What'd you win?
My basketball team beat your basketball
team.
Yeah,
you did actually. Yeah. Great win. Yeah. Very good win.
I think it was like 17-3 or something. So.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
smashed us.
I had a WNBA player on my team.
Yeah,
so.
You did. Yeah, she's got all the points.
Yeah, which was a clear. As soon as that, Alana was there, I was like, well, whoever has her wins. Like,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
No one else could play
and she
basketball.
Dominated. No one even came near her. All right, 131060, did you win anything on the weekend? Jump on the phones, double points, and I do something special if someone won Finska on the weekend.
If anyone knows what Finska is, 131060, phone lines are open.
She was just talking about the sad news that over the weekend, the pokies went down. Both Rest Point and the Country Club Casino, they had to be shut off, mate. Because of the hackers and what we're blaming on the hackers, because there was a bit of a cyber incident, cyber invasion to their security. So no one could win on the pokies. We just asked the question, 131060, did you win anything on the weekend? Absolutely anything. You won your 3-on-3 basketball competition against my team on the weekend.
Yeah, I did. We played with the 3-on-3 little celebrity tournament there for the Jack Jumpers.
Yeah.
My team had a WNBA player, so...
Yeah. But you still, hey, look, you still won.
One of my favourite bits was because it was 3-on-3 and we had four on each team.
Yeah.
So there was a sub. Mm. So you and I were subbing off a fair bit.
I was subbing off. I had to have a breather.
We were trying so hard.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I was blowing. Yeah.
But I went to Lana Smith, who's originally from Tassie, and dad, very famous basketballer and stuff. And I went, you sub off if you want. She's like, no. It's 3-on-3.
And also, I'm not blowing as much as you. We were doing a lot of running, but it wasn't contributing.
And you and I were just running again, because Nathan and I went on the same team.
No.
And so you and I were just following each other
around.
I
was going in circles. There was no contribution from what we were doing.
Yeah, no one worked harder than you and me.
No, God, contributed. Steps were up, weren't there?
I just doing laps. Yeah. We were doing circles.
We're doing little A's.
Yeah.
All right, Chelsea from Sorrel. Chelsea, did you have a win at anything on the weekend?
I did, but congratulations on winning the basketball game on the weekend.
Oh, thanks, Jess.
I actually, it's not as big as what other people might say, but I actually won a Bulbasaur Pokemon plush toy out of a claw machine.
Oh, that's huge.
No, that's huge.
No, that is massive, Chelsea.
Nathan and I have never, ever gotten anything out of a claw machine.
We did a whole thing on the show that we've never won anything on a claw machine. Where was the claw machine, Chelsea?
In Kingston.
Is this a claw machine you've played before, Chelsea?
Yeah, I've actually won out of that particular claw machine multiple times before.
What? Okay. How many goes did you have at it on the weekend, Chelsea?
Two
goes.
Two
and
goes
you got the Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel okay. How often do you play this thing?
Well, I actually really love claw machines. So if I walk past one, I'll like look at it, and most of the time I'll stop and have a go.
So does that mean you have a real collection of just plush things at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have, I think it's 3 or 4 big garbage bags filled with plush toys I've won.
Have you thought about, Chels, making your own claw machine and putting those plush toys in it and earning a bit of coin back?
I've actually been trying to convince my partner to let me do that.
Do it.
Do it. What's your partner's name, Chelsea?
Jai.
Jai, if you're listening, mate, this is a business opportunity.
100%.
Nathan and I are willing to invest.
Oh, well, I've invested plenty in in claw machines.
I've never,
before.
Chels, you must have a technique then if you're winning this much.
Well, from all the things that I've learnt along the years of doing it, if you kind of, some of the claw machines won't let you do it, but some will let you.
Smash the glass and steal it. Welcome back from your long weekend. We hope everyone had a good Easter. And Jim, of course, over the weekend we had a few events, didn't we? A few things on. We hosted some Easter gatherings. Had a couple at the new place. The new place, kind of like a pseudo housewarming / Easter party.
Just had some friends around for a few quiet Bevraginos.
Had a brunch.
We're all in bed by a reasonable time. But...
Still haven't gone to bed.
Excuse me.
Now, here's the problem. Not again. Here's the problem. You know, Meg and I, we're massive overeaters. But not only that, we're massive overorderers and overpreparers. And we've done it again, mate. We've done it again. Now, on the weekend, I had, I think I had six people over for a brunch on Friday. And then I had maybe about 10 people over on Saturday. Now, we have stocked up our house with enough food to put on a festival. To put on an Easter festival for 900, 600 people.
Yeah.
We have way too much of everything. And to the point where we got so much food that everybody that came, we gave them an Easter goodie takeaway bag. You all got a takeaway bag. I mean, Producer Grace, you got your takeaway bag, didn't you?
Yeah, I got hot press.
Pull the mic down.
That's it. Hot press buns.
You know how it works. You have a stumble, 10 minutes off the mic, and you're back.
Sit in the corner and we'll come back. Recharge. Recharge. You got one? Everyone got one? A little takeaway thing?
I did not get one.
Yeah, well, you denied it at the door.
I don't remember being offered, but, you know, I was doing my own thing.
Known to turn away a goodie bag.
Known to disappear.
Yeah.
The Houdini of the Judo Show. Where's Jimmy?
Old Casper and Nate.
Where's he gone? Who knows?
So we had so much to give away. I'm talking, we had so many chocolates. We had about 500 cross buns, all this stuff.
Meg's defense, your lovely partner, she offered me plenty of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
But she actually physically put them on me.
What did you do with them then?
I hid them at your front door when I left.
That's why we've still got heaps.
I put them in there's a bowl near your front door. Yeah. Put them in that.
Yeah, four Easter eggs. Yeah.
I'm not a massive chocolate guy.
Well, this is the thing.
I don't have a sweet tooth.
Well, I like chocolate, but I'm not a super sweet tooth. I just like food. But here's the problem now, because after a long weekend of absolute overindulgence, it's now that whole time of we need to be healthy. It's now time to be like, all right, we're starting our health kick tomorrow. And I feel like the only way to do so is by getting rid of it. So you're yawning a lot today. What's going on?
Anyone that exists in the entire planet, you probably don't need to ask why I'm yawning.
Because every time I've spoken, I reckon you'll get the big yawn. What's going on?
You don't need to ask. You are very aware of my weekend. There's a reason I'm yawning.
We need to get him, I don't know, some more coffee or something. I don't know what's going on. Or some Easter treats. Because what I want to do is I want to be able to get rid of these. And the only way to get rid of them is by giving them away on the show. Luckily, we've got this show. So 131060, do you want some of my leftover Easter treats? I'm talking, I've got a whole white chocolate bunny to give away. I've got six freshly baked Banjos hot cross buns. I've got heaps of things to give away. I've got bread. I've got sauce. All this stuff that I need to give away because I want to start a health kick. Now, Meg's suggestion was to put it on a higher shelf, but this is a problem. Putting it on a higher shelf only takes her out of the equation. I'm taller than her and I can still reach it.
Yeah.
It needs to disappear from my house.
That's not eating something though, is it? That's just putting it on a higher shelf. That's not going to solve any problems.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just because she can't reach it, I still can.
So you've got a whole bunch of things to give away.
Yeah, absolutely. These are all sealed. These are all unopened
fresh
things.
Chocky eggs.
Yeah.
Bottles of Jono sauce.
I haven't ripped into half a bunny. You know what I mean?
Like,
this is a fully unopened things.
Well, Hobart, this is your lucky day because it's not just Nath who has stuff to give away.
Oh.
The big fella has chockies and treats.
Mm.
But Jimmy is not empty-handed as well because a friend of ours, Joshua, came down for the weekend. He stayed at my house.
Mm.
Now, Josh forgot that he had a flight and had to pack his bag last minute. So when he got here, just carry on, didn't have anything.
Mm.
He bought a whole bunch of undies.
Mm.
I have, he didn't wear them because he just wore one pair for the whole weekend. He's disgusting. I have some pairs of Bonds XL undies to give away.
And these are still
are brand
fresh
new
in packaging.
They're in their packaging, untouched, because I'm not XL.
Yeah.
They're not going to fit me. So if you don't want nice chocolate eggs, I have undies
both.
To give away.
If you want chocolate eggs and undies.
If you need a fresh pair of undies.
Absolutely.
But in 10-16.
If you just want to sit around in your undies and eat chocolate eggs.
We're the show to listen to.
Yeah. Jim, we're back from our Easter long weekend, and we'll be honest, we've got a few things we need to get rid of. Few extra things that we've had in our house over the weekend from entertaining that we need to get rid of. In my case, way too much chocolate, way too much bread, way too much sauce, way too much hot cross bun. And I want to give it away to somebody who wants it.
Yeah, deserving. And then I had a friend of ours, Josh, stay with us, and he forgot to pack undies.
Yeah.
When he came down, he bought a bunch. They didn't fit. They're unopened. He hasn't worn them. So I have brand new undies.
So fresh, still in packaged
undies. Extra large undies, yeah.
As is all the food. It's still completely packaged. Hasn't been opened yet. So we want to give it away to somebody who deserves it because we don't need these things in our house.
No.
I'm doing it for health reasons. You're doing it for clutter reasons.
Well, yeah, I mean...
There's no point.
I'm a small...
You're a minimalist.
I'm just... No, I mean, like, I'm small. They're extra large.
In, yeah, right, yeah. Oh, we could blow you out a little bit. You have it. You eat my treats.
If I eat your treats, I'll be big enough to wear the undies.
No, but then you've got all your small ones you would have to throw away.
All my clothes.
30, 10, 60. Do you want Jimmy's small undies? All right. Dan from Carlton's giving us a call. G'day, Dan. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How's yourself?
We're going all right, Dan. You have a good long weekend, bro?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Got a few things done.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, what'd you get up to, Dan?
Just got drunk. Really. I didn't get too much done at all.
Dan, running somewhere? You sound like you're puffed or something. You going upstairs?
No. I'm just outside work. Just had to get away from the radio a bit quick.
Yeah, that's good.
Quick
Dan.
Sticks. I like that, Dan.
Now, Dan, I'll be honest, you're the only person who's cool for all this stuff. Would you like all of it? Would you like the undies? Would you like the hot cross buns, the chocolate, and the sauce?
Look, mate, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. Well, what size undie are you, Dan, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, extra large.
Extra large.
Is someone on the radio to you there, Dan? Go on, waste
it. I've got a radio in my pocket.
Can you just tell me you're on the radio, Dan?
I'm going to get myself in trouble.
No, you're not going to get making problem with all the treats you're about to get. All right, so Dan, so you're happy to take. We'll start with the undies. You're happy with the XL brand new fresh undies to take?
Oh, I'm stoked with the undies.
Bang, they're yours, mate.
Because you don't want to pay for undies or socks.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely not. All right, Dan, what about the Easter treats? You happy with the choc bunny, six fresh hot cross buns?
That sounds great. Yep, I'll be very happy with that too.
Right, you got those two.
Yep.
Look at that.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I need to get rid of at the moment.
I've got a few
like empty beer cans and cruiser bottles.
Beer cans or anything?
Oh, I've got plenty of empty beer cans. thank you.
Nah, you're polite, mate.
I was just going to offer.
I think Shawnee B, our mornings announcer, he's trying to get rid of a couch. You want a couch, Dan?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I think he's trying to sell that, though.
You got it, Dan. Well done, mate. There you go. We got rid of our stuff, Jimmy.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.